This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
This is one of the better things that the political process can bring us this season. Whether you're a conservative or a liberal or a libertarian or a Democrat or a Republican, it doesn't make any difference. Special local option sales tax dollars can help provide an awful lot of good in our community. And joining us right now, speaking up on behalf of the Richmond County School Board's Special Construction SPLOST, we got Jeff Baker, who's a consultant working with the building program for the Board of Education, and our good friend Tyrone Butler, who is the founder and president of the Augusta Mini Theater, and he works a lot with the Richmond County school system. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's Tyrone.
Well, thank you.
And there's Jeff. Appreciate you guys coming out. Jeff and I have a standing date. Every 4 years we get together and talk about this.
Yes, sir.
You said this is your third time out or fourth
time?
It is. Okay, I was going to say. I've often said that if you can give the spare change in your pocket to charity every day, you're doing a pretty good thing. This is the way that all of us, when we're out spending our dollars, whether it's at Walmart or at the gas pump or wherever it happens to be, can toss in an extra penny for every dollar that we spend to help construction costs all around the school system. And it's probably the easiest way these days for taxpayers to contribute in a meaningful way to such construction. Jeff, what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Austin, 40% of the sales tax dollars come from out of town also. So, you know, a great way to fund and support the building program. And this, you know, this building program is the sixth building program, sixth five-year SPLOST program. The first five have been very smooth, finished over 200 projects in excess of $800 million, kept to the budgets, kept to the schedules. The board and administration are very firm on staying to the original plan that the public approves. Don't vary from that. Do what we promised. So in this plan, 26 projects, 26 great projects. So touching 26 different schools.
Before we get into the specifics of that, let's remind everyone that when it comes to building schools, there's not a decision that's made by the school board, hey, let's build a school. Yeah. It's a formula that is built around student enrollment. And it's kind of I kind of wish everybody could live by this rule. The world would be a better place as far as all of our financial stability and stewardship goes. You only build for what you know you need. You can't project based on a prediction or a trend or a forecast. You never build a school based on people that you think may be coming, even though we've got a huge population boom going on in this area right now. You have to use the student population that's enrolled, and that only. And because of that, you end up with a whole bunch of elementary schools that you can spread kids out among, fewer number of middle schools, and then much fewer high schools, comparatively speaking. And the reason that's done that way is because really the high schools and the middle schools are the only ones that you know that you need for sure. Is that a good way to put it?
That's correct. So a lot of growth in the area for sure, but a lot of known numbers, as you said. Demographic studies are done for each of these programs as we begin to plan. So spread out between new projects and renovating some of the older schools and trying to stay within the window of normal life of a facility. So upgrading on a regular basis.
And it's not just about building the physical building itself, the math classroom and the principal's office. There are also a lot of extracurricular facilities that are built, football stadiums, fine arts centers that are adjacent to schools, things of that nature. Tyrone, you've seen some incredible upgrades. I remember, you and I remember, when if you did a school play or a presentation of any kind, it was either folding chairs in the lunchroom or folding chairs in the gymnasium.
Right. I go back, when you said that, I go back to Collins Elementary School, and I was in my first play in seventh grade, and we were in it was a cafeteria, it was a basketball gym, it was a classroom, everything all into one.
Yep.
And nobody heard me because the acoustics were so terrible. And I didn't know that. I'm just a seventh grader back then.
Sure, yeah.
But I've seen so much growth, and in Richmond County, I'm older than you, so I got you a little bit, I think.
a
little bit. So I've seen it, though. You know, I remember at Collins Elementary School, a great school. I loved it. I loved it so much that when it was time go to the eighth grade, some of the guys and I got together and said, let's don't get promoted. You know, we wanted to stay back and play football one more year.
So what high school were you at?
Josie.
Josie, okay.
I was at Josie, but seventh grade was Collins Elementary School.
Well, now, at least Josie had their own stadium, though.
Yeah, Josie, when we got to Josie, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I thought I was going to go to Laney. And then all of us thought we were going to Laney. And then Josie opened that year of 1964.
Yep.
And there we were with air conditioned. First time I'd ever been in an air conditioned facility. Really.
I think that was the biggest school ever built in the area that had air conditioning in it when it was built, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
If I remember someone telling me that years ago. And again, you got your own football stadium, too.
Own football stadium right behind the school.
Which we didn't have at Westside until just a couple of years ago. As a matter of fact, Westside, Laney, and Richmond Academy all shared Richmond.
Sure did.
Up until just a few years ago when Laney and Westside both finally got their new stadiums as a result of this sales tax, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
I've got Jeff Baker, who is a consultant with the building program of the Richmond County Board of Education, and Tyrone Butler of the Augusta Mini Theater here with us discussing the upcoming SPLOST vote in Augusta, Richmond County for the Board of Education. Want to make sure everyone understands this is an education SPLOST and not a DOT SPLOST, which is an entirely different animal. And they run in different cycles. I think the DOT SPLOST is, what, 2 years ago, Jeff, if I'm not mistaken? You think something like that? You're not sure about that? But again, I urge the passage of these whenever they come up in all of our different counties. We have them in Columbia County as well. And Jeff, one of the things, you're a numbers guy. While you can debate whether or not a school is going to have new band uniforms, and they often do that, you can't debate whether a school is going to be built, because you're basically under court order. Federal government frowns very, very seriously on systems that do not accommodate students.
Right.
And if you don't build, they'll make you build, and they'll make you build out of the millage rate if you don't have the money through a SPLOST.
Right. So with the fact that the public has, local community has supported the SPLOST over the last 25 years, the system's been able to get ahead of things with their building and not be to that level where we're really worrying about that. So we've got a lot of good projects that have been built, a lot of good projects on the ballot for this phase six.
Okay.
$157 million.
And remind everyone, this is a 4-year SPLOST, right?
Five year.
Yes. Okay. So it's every 5 years that you
it
come
is.
Up here.
Okay.
And I know you guys don't like to talk about this, but it is a fascinating political question. If this thing fails, you've got what? Reconsider it in a year? Is that the rule?
Yeah, I believe it is a year. It may be next March, maybe next year or November. That would be a Mr. Fletcher question, but I know
you sure don't want to have to do that, though.
Yes. Our confidence is high here that the program is a good program. It's well balanced, and it will be well received by the public.
All right. Tyrone, we were talking a little while ago about the strides that have been made concerning the arts facilities for different high schools and different middle schools throughout the area. Talk 1 second, just address the incredible facility that Davidson Fine Arts School was able to build a few years ago.
Well, you know, when I first went over there and when it was first opened, I just couldn't believe what I saw. It was so beautiful, so professionals. I mean, you can't go anywhere, really. You can't go even to Broadway. And, you know, I thought, you know, I went to New York on my first trip to New York to see a play on Broadway. I wanted to see what it looked like. And I went there, and then now when I saw Davidson's facility, I go, like, they don't have anything on this school, you know. So it's beautiful, and I see that they're going to get a black box in this SPLOST, and that's to the tune of a lot of dollars, and so it's going to be really even.
That's a crazy. That's a smaller theater, a smaller venue for lower key and low. What's the best way to put it? Low personnel productions. You don't have to have a lot of people to put it on. Usually the shows they do at Davidson, they get the whole student body involved.
Right.
A black box theater, very similar to Le Chat Noir, is a black
box
theater.
That's
and
true.
It's you're able to put together a show with 3 or 4 cast members and not have to use the whole theater in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great little all educational facilities that are dedicated to the fine arts should have access to a black box theater.
Yeah.
No doubt. Jeff Baker and our good buddy Tyrone Butler are in studio with us, and we're we're wrapping up our conversation on the very, very important SPLOST vote coming up. It's on the ballot. Is it the last thing on the ballot, Jeff? Do you know?
I believe so.
so don't get lazy. Don't That's right. vote half the ballot and walk away from it. Make it all the way. Matter of fact, go to the end first and, yeah. and vote for this. Tyrone, we were talking a little while ago about how important it is to inspire young people with artistic value in their education. I understand reading, writing, and arithmetic are very, very important, but my wife, who's an English teacher, will tell you in a heartbeat, nothing speaks to a child quite like seeing the literature come to life, whether it's in a play or in a movie, and that's how you get the fine arts involved, and that's why these facilities are so important.
So true, so true. I used to stutter as a kid. And I was in my first play, and my line was, "Some saw you come, go with me, and let's go fishing." And I stuttered all the time.
Oh, wow.
And I was backstage rehearsing and trying to get my line out. And, you know, I knew everybody was going to laugh, you know, so I went out on stage, and then I said, "Tom Sawyer, come go with me, and let's go fishing." And I haven't stuttered since.
So how about
sort
that?
Of saved me.
You know who else was a bad stutterer?
Who's that?
James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Who's probably got the most famous voice in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Darth Vader himself. And this is CNN.
So I say out there to my Eagle friends,
yeah,
Josie Eagle. You know, let's get out there and let's vote this. I mean, Josie's getting ready to get some good work done over there with the classrooms. And to the my Laney rivalry school, Josie Laney. You know,
oh, yeah.
We love each other, though, you know. But, you know, Laney just had some work done over there with the SPLOST some years back.
Yep.
So Wildcats and Eagles, let's get out there and vote yes on November 3rd.
Jeff, let's go over real quick a couple of the projects, that the major ones that are on the agenda if this thing gets passed.
All right. Glad to, Austin. So, again, I think I mentioned earlier there are 26 projects. The board and administration likes to spread around and touch as many projects as possible. So obviously won't go through all those, but of the 26, there are a few key ones, one of which is at ARC there's going to be a historic restoration and renovation of the old three-story building, which will be a lot of fun to do as a project.
My parents graduated from there, and they were in that building. spent many hundreds of hours in that building. Yeah.
It's a beautiful facility, and we're going to put a lot into that to do the historic part and also do a lot of upgrades and internally, including getting the technology up to where it needs to be. A new school out in the Fort Gordon area, goes without saying, the growth from that area. A new K-5 school in the south. A very interesting project is at Langford, complete what we call regeneration of Langford, similar to Laney, similar to Butler. All the old areas of the school come down. New areas come up to fill those spaces, new classrooms, new labs, new technology, new admin,
wow.
new gym. So that'll be a wonderful project. Right there on Walton Way. There's some miscellaneous projects, some classroom addition at Hornsby and Sue Reynolds. Westside and Josie both get a component of the school will be, again, regenerated, similar to Laney and Butler. A component of the school, the older area, will be raised, will be demolished, and something new will be built back, labs, classrooms.
Got to get over there when that happens and get some of those bricks.
There you go. There you go. It'd be funny how popular that is. People want those bricks.
That's 83, man. Absolutely.
Something we were talking about earlier at Davidson, a new black box theater. Not many people know that in this Phase 5, the one that we're finishing, we're building a black box theater at Westside and Hepzibah High School, and we're going to add one, obviously, at the Art School Davidson in this one. A great addition to the arts facilities, black box theater. A few more miscellaneous projects, Butler baseball softball field, some upgrades to some of the middle school fields, and then just a quick comment, 13 of these projects are roof and HVAC projects, all right? So the state will give the school system money for those types of projects. It's 40 cents on the dollar. So we spend 40 cents, they give us 60 cents. We redo at 13 schools the new roofs and new HVAC, so not only is it a better environment for the students and teachers, but also reduces the overhead costs at each of the schools.
So, and by the way, Jeff, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, and Tyron, I know you need to probably jump in on this too. I want to remind everybody, my wife's a high school teacher. I understand we're in a situation right now where a lot of kids are virtual learning across the country. These days will end shortly. We're going to be back to normal sooner than you think. You need to plan for what's real and not what's imagined. And, you know, our high school life as we knew it, elementary school life, the three of us here are about all the same generation. That's the experience that the kids need. And one thing that all of this has over the last year has taught me and let me know, anyone that devalued the experience of being in school every day or anyone that didn't think it mattered, we got a rude awakening. Mm-hmm. It is vital for kids to be in school for the social experience, for the education experience, just getting up and having that routine every single day.
Yeah.
And that's something that we got a plan for that. What we're living in right now, some people say it's going to go away the day after the election. I have a feeling it might as well. But bottom line, it's going to go away sooner rather than later, and we need to be prepared for it, no doubt. All right, gentlemen, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you very much. This is an incredibly worthwhile SPLOST, and vote for it. Yes is the vote, right? And it'll be on the back of your ballot in Richmond County, the Board of Education special local option sales tax.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.